An unveiling ceremony more than 6 months in the making. High-ranking officials watch as the Revolutionary Guard's aerospace division displays what Iran says is its first domestically produced hypersonic ballistic missile. Named Fatah, the missile has a range of 1,400 kilometers and a speed of more than 15,000 kilometers an hour. That's more than 12 times faster than the speed of sound. It's able to change direction rapidly and avoid most defense systems by traveling outside the Earth's atmosphere. President Ebrahim Raisi explained why Iran has developed such a weapon.
It is for deterrence. We build this missile so that our enemies don't even think about any acts of aggression against us. This unveiling has a message of security for all in the region, not just Iran. People should know the level of security in the entire region has increased.
Despite assurances and promises from the president to the contrary, this development is likely to increase tensions in the region. Iran's ballistic missile program has been under UN Security Council sanctions since 2006, a restriction that's due to be lifted in October as a result of the 2015 nuclear deal. That's when Iran will be allowed to buy and sell advanced missile technology.
One of the most important characteristics of this missile is it can confront defense systems like that of enemies of Iran, like the U.S. and the Zionist regime, since they have very advanced defense systems. This could have a significant impact on the weapons the Americans are selling, especially to regional countries.
Iran's ballistic missile program is one of the biggest in the Middle East. It has more than 1,000 short and intermediate ballistic missiles that carry conventional warheads, but they can be converted to carry nuclear ones. That's something officials continue to maintain they're not seeking. While Iran says it has made significant gains in its defensive capabilities over the past 2 years, it's also sought to mend relations with certain countries in the Middle East, mainly Saudi Arabia and Egypt. As officials stress, the development of this hypersonic ballistic missile increases security in the entire Middle East. It's unclear if regional powers will take the same view. Dorsa Jabari, Al Jazeera, Tehran.